The Committee on Education Pre-K through 12 will now come to order. Speaker, please call the roll.
Senator Simon, Senator Burgess, Senator Berman, Senator Kalatayud, Senator Collins, Senator Grawl, Senator Hudson, Senator Jones, Senator Osgood, Senator Perry, Senator Yarborough, a quorum is present.
And I am here as well. I'm sorry, I did not speak up when you asked my name. Please silence all electronic devices. Anyone wishing to speak before the committee should complete an appearance form and hand it to the member of the sergeant's office. Should you select to waive your speaking time, your position will be included in the committee meeting records. Member Senator Simon is presenting a bill, so I am filling in right now until he comes back. We're going to take up tab one, Senate Bill 46 on Reading Achievement Initiative for Scholastic Excellence Program by Senator Stewart. Senator Stewart, you're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is a bill that will expand the Reading Achievement Initiative for Scholarship Excellent Program to allow tutoring to occur after school. School districts should be able to choose whether or not they would like to allow to provide a stipend to students who are involved in instructional personnel participating in the RAISE program. The bill clarifies that the unpaid hours may be counted community service requirements for high school graduation. They cannot, if they get paid, they cannot use that, though, for Bright Futures.
Thank you. Any questions on the bill? Seeing none, I have two appearance forms. Nancy Lothar with Florida PTA waving in support, and Nathan Hoffman waving in support. That's all the appearance cards I have. Any debate on the bill? Seeing none, you're recognized to close.
I wish to close. Thank you.
All right. Have you waved close, Senator Stewart? Or Speaker, please call the roll on Senate Bill 46.
Senator Berman. Yes. Senator Kalatayud. Yes. Senator Collins. Yes. Senator Grawl. Senator Hudson?
Yes.
Senator Jones? Yes. Senator Osgood? Yes. Senator Perry? Senator Yarborough? Yes. Senator Burgess? And Chair Simon.
And by your vote, Senate Bill 46 is reported favorably.
Thank you.
Members, we're going to take up tabs 6 through 8, the confirmation hearing for appointments. We had a request to take a separate vote on each individual appointee. We will honor that request. The first appointee is tab 6. That is Marilyn Magar with the State Board of Education. So we're going to take up that tab. Let me see if there's any appearance forms on tab 6. Seeing none. We do not have a presenter for this. Is there any debate on tab 6 from any of the members? Seeing none, Senator Burgess moves to recommend confirmation of Marilyn Magar to State Board of Education. Speaker, please call the roll.
Senator Berman. Yes. Senator Kalatayud. Yes. Senator Collins. Yes. Senator Grawl. Yes. Senator Jones. Senator Osgood, yes. Senator Perry, Senator Yarborough, yes. Senator Burgess, yes. Senator Simon, Chair Hudson.
Yes, by your vote, the confirmation of Marilyn Magar to the State Board of Education is recommended favorably. Next, we're going to take up the reappointment of Ryan Petty to the State Board of Education. Are there any appearance forms on that? I have none. Any debate? Yes, Senator Berman in debate. You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Petty has a history of making insulting, sarcastic, demeaning remarks about various groups, and I am not able to support him for this position because of that, and I urge my colleagues to vote no on this. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any other debate? Seeing none, Senator Burgess moves to recommend confirmation of Ryan Petty to the State Board of Education. Secret, please call the roll.
Senator Berman, yes. Senator Kalatayud, yes. Senator Collins, yes. Senator Grawl, yes. Senator Jones, yes. Senator Osgood, yes. Senator Perry, yes. Senator Yarborough, yes. Senator Simon, yes. Senator Burgess, yes. Chair Hudson.
Yes, and by your vote, the confirmation of Ryan Petty to the State Board of Education is recommended favorably. Next, we'll take up the appointment of Andrea Kaiser to the Board of Trustees of the Florida School for Competitive Academics. I have no appearance forms. Is there any debate? Seeing none, Senator Burgess moves to recommend confirmation of Andrea Kaiser to the Board of Trustees of the Florida School of Competitive Academics. Speaker, please call the roll.
Senator Berman. Senator Kalatayud. Yes. Senator Collins. Yes. Senator Grawl. Yes. Senator Jones. Yes. Senator Osgood. Yes. Senator Perry. Yes. Senator Yarborough. Yes. Senator Burgess. Yes. Senator Simon. Chair Hudson.
Yes, by your vote, the confirmation of Andrea Kreiser to the Board of Trustees of the Florida School of Competitive Academics is reported favorably. We're now going to take up tab 4, which is SB 590 on music-based supplemental content to accelerate learner engagement and success pilot program by Senator Burgess. You're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Very simply, this bill creates a pilot program aimed at revolutionizing STEM education in our middle schools through the power of music, teaching mathematics through music. We made this program permanent through elementary school last year, I believe it was, and Senator Perry had championed that issue. And so we want to go ahead and recognize the significance of needing to do this in the mathematics world, especially in the middle school realm, and make a pilot program that deals with just that. And that's the bill.
Thank you. Any questions on the bill? Seeing none, I have one appearance card. Dan Siegwalter with Florida PTA waving in support. Any debate on the bill? Seeing none, Senator Burgess, you're recognized to close.
We close.
Then we have closed. Secret, please call the roll on Senate Bill 590.
Senator Berman. Yes. Senator Kalatayud. Yes. Senator Collins. Yes. Senator Grawl. Yes. Senator Jones. Yes. Senator Osgood. Yes. Senator Perry. Yes. Senator Yarborough. Yes. Senator Burgess. Yes. Senator Simon. Chair Hudson.
Yes, and by your vote, Senate Bill 590 is reported favorably. Perfect. We're dealing with air traffic control, and we're coming in right on time here. Senator Burton, we are going to take up tab 2.
Thank you, Chair. Yeah, it was that little beep you saw on the map.
Wait 1 second, Senator Burton. I'm switching over. Senate Bill, we're going to take up tab 2, Senate Bill 240 on International Baccalaureate Teacher Bonuses. By Senator Burton, you're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Chair. Members, good morning. It's good to see everybody. Theory of Knowledge is a course in the International Baccalaureate Diploma Program in which students reflect on the nature of knowledge and on how we know what we claim to know. Think about that for a minute. Theory of Knowledge is the only course required for the IB diploma that does not generate bonus full-time equivalent funding or a teacher bonus when the student successfully completes the subject examination. This is because Theory of Knowledge subject examination is graded on a scale of A through F, rather than 1 through 7, which is in conflict with current statute. The subject examination is comprised of a student exhibition and 1,600-word essay. The Bureau requires that a student earns the equivalent of a 4 or higher on the subject examination as determined by the Department of Education through an equivalency review. Under the bill, students earning the equivalent score will generate a bonus in the amount of $50 to each IB teacher or for every student who receives the equivalent of 4 or higher on the Theory of Knowledge subject examination, and an additional bonus of $500 to each IB teacher in a school designated with a grade of DRF who has at least one student scoring the equivalent of 4 or higher as determined by the Department of Education. Basically, it puts teachers, you know, those teaching this particular course on par with other courses in the IB program. That's the bill.
Great, thank you. I haven't explained your bill. Are there any questions on the bill? Seeing none, appearance forms, I have 2. I have Megan Fay with the Florida League of IB Schools waving in support. And Nathan Hoffman is also waving in support. That's all the appearance cards I have. Any debate? Seeing none, you're recognized to close on your bill.
Wave close.
And wave close. Secret, please call the roll on Senate Bill 240.
Senator Berman. Yes. Senator Kalatayud. Yes. Senator Collins. Yes. Senator Grawl. Yes. Senator Jones. Yes. Senator Osgood. Yes. Senator Perry. Senator Yarborough, yes. Senator Burgess, yes. Senator Simon, Chair Hudson.
Yes, and by your vote, Senate Bill 240 is reported favorably.
Thank
Congratulations.
You.
Next, let's take up tab 3, Senate Bill 46 on Florida School for Competitive Academics by Senator Perry. 486, I'm sorry, I said that incorrectly. Senate Bill 486. Senator Perry, you're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is a simple bill. It's the last year we passed a bill, 1386, created the Florida's first in-person statewide magnet school. This bill gives the Board of Trustees the authority to rename the school at their discretion. That is the bill.
Having explained your bill, are there any questions on the bill? Yes, Senator Berman, and you can go back and forth, not going through the chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. What type of name change do you think will result from this bill?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, for the question. Not sure yet. What we want to do is one of the ideas that was floated around by some of the trustees was having the school named after a teacher, perhaps, not a legislature. So there are some teachers that we think would be appropriate, but we want to make that discretion of the Board of Trustees.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? Seeing none, I have no appearance forms on this one. Any debate on the bill? Seeing none, you recognize to close.
Wave close.
Having waived close, Speaker, please call the roll on Senate Bill 486.
Senator Berman.
Yes.
Senator Claudio.
Yes.
Senator Collins.
Yes.
Senator Grawl.
Yes.
Senator Jones.
Yes.
Senator Osgood.
Yes.
Senator Perry.
Yes.
Senator Yarborough.
Yes.
Senator Burgess.
Yes.
Senator Simon. Chair Hudson.
Yes, by your vote, Senate Bill 486 is reported favorably. Next, we'll take up tab 5, Senate Bill 694 on Florida Seal of Fine Arts Program by Senator Perry. You're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This bill will create the Seal of Fine Arts Program, trying to recognize people who achieve excellence in the areas of art, music, and drama. That is the bill.
Are there questions on the bill? Yes. Senator Berman, you are recognized for questions, and I'll open it up. You can go back and forth without having to go through the chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Is this the same bill that we've passed in years past, or is this a new idea? Have you brought this before?
It has been brought up before. I think Senator Roussan had worked on this before. And so, yes, it's same bill.
Thank you. I like the idea. I just wondered if there's has there been an impediment to getting the bill passed or, yeah.
I'm not sure what could have been the impediment, maybe just time constraints
that
happened last session. But hopefully we're early enough now to get it done.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, any further questions? Seeing none, I have Nancy Lothar from the Florida PTA waving in support, and Tony Carvalho with the Florida Music Association and Center for Fine Arts Education waving in support. Any debate on the bill? Seeing none, you recognize the close. Having waived close, Speaker, please call the roll on Senate Bill 694.
Senator Berman.
Yes.
Senator Claudio.
Yes.
Senator Collins.
Yes.
Senator Grawl.
Yes.
Senator Jones.
Yes.
Senator Osgood.
Yes.
Senator Perry.
Yes.
Senator Yarborough.
Yes.
Senator Jones. Burgess?
Yes.
Senator Simon? Chair Hudson?
Yes, and by your vote, Senate Bill 694 is reported favorably. Does any senator wish to be recorded as voting on any bills before the committee today?
Yes. Mr. Chair?
Yep, Senator Burgess, you're recognized.
Tab 1, SB 46, I would like to show that I vote as yes.
Without objection, shall that motion approved? Anyone else?
Yes.
Senator Perry, you're recognized.
If I could show a yes vote on SB 46, SB 240, and SB 590.
Without objection, show that motion approved. Any other business before the committee? All right, if staff could let Senator Simon know to write his own excuse letter so he could sign it. This committee has no other business. Senator Burgess moves that we adjourn. Without objection, this committee is adjourned.